Jeannie Tsai, who would present the next day, had been listening carefully. Now she spoke up. A lot of the things we're proposing here are techniques that are used in Western psychotherapy now. We can also borrow from cognitive behavioral therapies. Most people don't realize how their thoughts are linked to their emotions, resulting in particular behaviors. The key is to think about using these psychotherapy techniques with people who don't have psychological disorders, who perceive themselves as not having any problems, but who would benefit from these techniques as well. Mark said, "Maybe, Dan, you can speak to this. What benefits might industry see in having more emotionally intelligent workers?" "As it turns out," I answered, "it's good for the bottom line. This may be a point of leverage," I continued, drawing on data from my books, Working with Emotional Intelligence and Primal Leadership, in which I had analyzed extensive data showing that productivity in workers and effectiveness in leaders were associated with emotional intelligence. So in industry, as you were suggesting, Mark, there's a strong rationale for introducing this kind of curriculum. How to help people change in this way in a business setting has also been studied. You can't do it in a seminar. You can't do it in just a weekend because you have to help people change some basic habits. And that takes using on-the-job situations as continual learning opportunities.